Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 234. It's the week of November 19th, 2016. Thanks for coming along. Thanks for coming back if you're a returning listener. If you're a new listener, thanks for checking out the podcast. I hope you like it and hope you come back for more episodes. You can go to ashlanddave.podbean.com and get plenty of old episodes, much more than you can find through iTunes. So I certainly welcome you to do that. And if you want to reach me, you can reach me at ashlanddave@gmail.com. This past weekend, I did the Piedmont 8-hour Ultra Marathon, and I've got some cool audio clips from that, so let's jump right in. All right, it's about 6:30, race day morning, going out to do the Piedmont 8-hour run this morning. That's going to be in Powhatan State Park. Yeah, it's a new park in Virginia from what I've read on its website. I have never been there, and I guess I never really heard much about it when it was being built. Virginia does have a lot of nice state parks. I've gone camping at a handful of them, and they are nice. I'm kind of curious to see what this one looks like. It's right on the James River. However, the course, the trail that will be running today at Powhatan State Park does not go down by the river, at least according to the map. A little wrench got thrown in the plans this morning, or actually kind of knew about it last night. This was a race that Ashland Tom had actually suggested that I do. It was only $40, and it's a loop course of 2.85 miles for 8 hours. And I've done loop courses, let's see, I've done 250 milers with loop courses, but much bigger loops. And then the one Croatan 24, which is a 24-hour race, of which I did, I think, 52 or 53 miles. That was a 3-point-something-mile loop course through a coastal forest, which was really cool, down in Croatan National Forest in North Carolina. I kind of like that setup because you have your gear. It's really easy for stashing gear. You don't have to do drop bags and get somebody to take them out along the course and then hope they make it out there and then hope you get your stuff back at the end of the day or end of the race. And then the other one, of course, was the Mississippi Trail 50, which was like three big 12-mile loops and then a couple 6-point-something-mile loops after the 12-mile loops. So this was a much smaller loop, and the race is in its second year. I saw, like I've said before, I saw a couple names on the list, the results from last year, people that I was familiar with. They likely don't remember me or know me, but I tend to notice, I remember people's names when I see them on paper or on the computer screen. However, sometimes it's hard to put a name to a face. So maybe I'll meet some new friends today. Well, the wrench is that Ashland Tom is not going. This was his race, his idea to begin with, like I said. However, he got sick last night. Maybe it's pink eye or something. One of his eyes is swollen shut. He said he's got flu-like symptoms. He gutted out the Richmond Marathon last week. So I know for a fact that he would be here today if he was healthy and not miss out on a chance to clear another marathon. This will be my 31st attempt. Hopefully I want to get to the marathon distance today, which I think is 10 loops. No, I don't know. 9 loops. I can't even do the math. When I get there, I'll do some work on my calculator. I know 11 loops is a 50K at least. So I would love to be able to do a 50K today. And with the 8 hours, that really allows me to take some breaks. I've packed a chair, so I'll have a chair at my gear. What I do is I pack a duffel bag of clothes, and then I've got a clear plastic bin that I just put all my supplies in. Boost nutrition drinks, Car Boom. I like honey buns. I've got two of those. I'll probably just eat one. I've done those in the past for really long runs and really just for whatever reason, it just works. They got a lot of fat in them, though, but the carbs are high, so high sugar carbs. But it gives you a kind of a solid feeling of some food in your stomach, and I think that kind of helps me. So we're kind of thinking about Tom and hoping he feels better. I really didn't expect to be driving out here by myself. He was going to pick me up, and then the wives were going to come out at the end of the day together, so we only had, so we wouldn't have to bring two cars each. So now my wife's got an open afternoon. She doesn't need to come out here because there's no reason for her to drive out 45 minutes to and have two cars out here. So it's going to be kind of a solo thing, and maybe I kind of needed that. I had a real busy week. I had some early mornings where I had to go out early before my regular work hours to, let's just say, do some observations on some things that I'm working on. And so as a result, one morning I got up at 4:30 and was actually working by 5. I got up at 5:15 this morning. That way I had time to walk the dog and get all the mechanical stuff in the body going. And I don't have any gas in my car, so I'm going to have to stop and get gas on the way out. So I made sure I left plenty of time to get there, to get set up, get gas, get set up, check things out, get my race number. There's a pre-race briefing, I think, at 7:45. So it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's the situation. Tom, I guess you'll be listening to this podcast later. Hopefully you're recovered by then, and I'll check in with you over the course of the day. I'll send you a text, let you know how I'm doing, or maybe I'll send it to Jill since you'll probably be laid up. So hope you feel better, man. Hope you're feeling better by the time you listen to the show, and we'll see how things turn out this morning. I was thinking, I think this is only the second time I've ever driven to go start a marathon by myself with the plan to drive there alone and come home alone. I've always seemed to do this stuff with other people. The first one being the Lower Potomac River Marathon. I think it was 2009. I can't remember, but that's my personal best time for the marathon, 4 hours, 17 minutes, 37 seconds. I drove up the, I think it was a Saturday race, I drove up the Friday before. It was up on the eastern shore of Maryland, and stayed at a Super 8 or something, real bare bones, everything. I went and got Chipotle for dinner, six-pack of beer, and watched TV most of the evening, relaxed, I think I drank 3 of the beers maybe. And got up the next morning and had the best marathon I've ever run. And I've talked about this marathon way back in the podcast, but if you don't remember that, if you're one of my loyal listeners from way back, that marathon was at a Merchant Marine Academy. I can't remember the name of it, but it was in Piney Point, Maryland. And I remember, I got up there early enough on a Friday to take the tour of the lighthouse. I did a little local sightseeing while I was there to not only get a little bit of the layout of the course, which was, the second half was boring as shit. First half was really cool because it was on these barrier, real thin islands through on the eastern shore. But the second half was just on a highway shoulder out and back, kind of boring. But they had a post-race buffet meal that I wish I could remember the name of the academy. Maybe I'll look it up. But this is where civilians who are going to be working in shipping go learn how to operate large vessels, how to cook food on for large vessels that have lots of people on them. But that's a big part of keeping people happy, you know. And so they're the ones that prepared the food for the post-race buffet. So they had everything there, pasta, sandwiches, all kinds of stuff. It was really good. And then, of course, you could have access to the showers. They had towels. So I did it all. The only thing that sticks out that I remember is that I sat down next to a guy at the table to eat. And everything, every other word out of his mouth was the F word. I mean, every other word out of his mouth was the F word. Literally. It was crazy. I think I recall that he was just pretty fired up about having a real good marathon. And I did too, but I just didn't need to cuss about it. So yeah, I'm be the second time ever driving out, I think, driving out to a marathon. Here I am assuming that I'm going to finish something here today. There's a chance that I might just bag it. You know, it's only $40, and I guess a lot of it depends on how good the food is. The race director said that he's going to have all kinds of good stuff. So we'll see. And I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. The weather's perfect. It's 37 degrees right now. It's 6:45, almost 7 in the morning. High of 70 today. Conditions should be really optimal for running and walking. Tomorrow is supposed to be really cold, so I'm really glad that today's the day for this event as opposed to tomorrow, because it's going to be really cold tomorrow and windy. So this is good. A good start to the day. I've got shorts on. I plan to run in shorts, but I'll probably run in long sleeves for the first maybe one or two loops, and then I'll shed that and go with short sleeves the rest of the day. And I did not forget my gaiters today. Ah, see, there goes my low fuel level alarm. I am definitely almost on fumes now. I got to find a gas station. I remembered my gaiters this time, and hopefully I'll need them because I got them on now, and I think the last time I did a trail race, I forgot them. All right.
All right, it's about 10 o'clock, 2 hours into the race. I'm about 9.5 miles in. It's gotten warm, and it's a great loop. It's about just under 3 miles, I think, and very fast. We're able to run either direction. It's up to us. Each runner can decide for themselves. Once they leave the timing tent to check in, you can run either direction in the loop. And I think they said you need 11 for a 50K, so I think it's like 2.85 miles. It's a beautiful course. It's a wooded trail, about half, and then the other half is a trail cut through these beautiful meadows, wide open. So, kind of cool. Have both. I mean, you can look up the trail and just see tons of leaves falling. It's really nice. I ran the first two loops. I took a little break after the first loop, sent out a couple text messages, and then ran the second loop. Third loop, I did a little run walk. Now I'm doing a run walk for the fourth. Really cool. You can park near the start finish, so I've got all my gear in my tailgate of my vehicle, and there's about 30 runners here, and it's a little weird to keep passing the same people, you know, doing the loops opposite way, but it's nice to keep seeing people. It's not like I've done plenty of ultras where I feel like I'm the only one out in the middle of the woods for miles and miles. Here you see somebody about every 5 or 6 minutes, either you passing them, then passing you, or opposite direction pass. Alright, it's a little after 11. I got 5 loops down. I'm on my 6th loop. I'm not sure which direction I'll go. I think I'll go counterclockwise this time. I think the mileage at this point is 14 and a half. My Garmin is off, so that's not really that accurate. That's just helping me with my run walk intervals. Getting a little windy. One of the elite runners, maybe the only elite runner out here that I recognize, is Francesca Conti. She's been in some running movies. She was wrote a short story in a book called Beyond the Wall, a book about ultra running. She's also the race director for the Charlottesville Marathon, which I've run twice, and the Belmonte Endurance runs that are in March up in the Blue Ridge Mountains. I was toying with doing one of those. I think I drank too much water. I got that sloshing around feeling in my stomach, so I gotta walk a little bit, let this stuff soak up, get soaked into my body. Alright, it's a little before noon. And I'm feeling remarkably good. I tried to do 4 miles an hour. I want to get the 50K, even though if I got to stretch it out and walk some, I want to get the 50K finished if I can. They have a special award for that, and that other awards are for people who finish a half marathon, which I've already done. But I kind of want the 50K. So probably won't stop at the marathon if I still got time left. I can scoot around. I think I'm at about 18 miles now. So I'm doing pretty good in reference to my time cushion. Of course, you slow down as the day goes on, and it's gotten hot. I'm just steadily sweating now. I'm kind of doing a quarter mile run, quarter mile walk, trying to do the running kind of briskly, because I don't have marathon fitness, so that's why I'm fudging the whole thing. So, but I got that feeling it's going to get a little ugly later, kind of like a real ugly feeling's going to happen. So, see if I can stave it off, but just kind of feels like it's going to happen. All right, it's a little after 1, and I'm at 23 miles. Still going for the 50K, but legs are really starting to hurt. Had some nice lunch, had a chicken quesadilla. It's just an incredibly beautiful day. It'd be a great day for a hike if not instead of running, because it's gotten quite hot. I'm guessing maybe 75 in the sun. Part of the course is right in the shade of the woods. And then these beautiful trails that are in these meadows are right out in the open sun, although the sun's pretty low in the sky, even for 1 o'clock. I'm getting tired. It hasn't gotten ugly yet. I think I might be able to gut it out. I'm almost done with my 8th loop, which means I got 2 more that I got to run, and then I can kind of goof off on the last one because I should be able to get that. That'll complete, I think, 31.9 miles, which is obviously over 50K. I just got to get in by 4 o'clock. Okay, I just finished the 9th loop, which means I'm around 26.1 miles, I think is what it is. And just have two more to go. It's 2:03 right now, so I got 1 hour and 57 minutes to go. 5.8 miles, I think I can do that. My legs are feeling so, they're aching. Man, it's part of the sport. Mentally, I'm doing really good. All right, dealing with some major foot pain in my left foot. I don't think it's an injury. It's just because I haven't fallen or anything. It's going to be overuse. Not an impact injury. Just overuse today. Like every 10th step is just it's painful. I'm almost halfway through the 10th loop. I've got to do 11 for 31.9 miles. I think that's the right math. That gets me the 50K and a special award, whatever that is. So far the swag, we've gotten a black t-shirt that says Piedmont 8-Hour, and some of the most basic text graphics you've ever seen. And then like one of those cloth grocery bags, style bag, black, with Piedmont 8-Hour across the side. Same basic text as the shirt. I mean, that's killer, right? Another interesting piece of news from my race today, my Garmin's strap broke. Like right in the middle of the long piece that goes into the buckle. You know, the side that has all the holes. I haven't been wearing it too tight. Over the last mile, I noticed it was getting loose. So I thought, well, let me notch it up a hole. You know, go up the next notch. And I realized the band itself was pulling apart. I got this one off eBay or Amazon or something, one of those secondhand places. So now I'm carrying the Garmin in my hand, mainly just for, so I know what time it is. But what I'm going to do is when I finish this loop, I'm just going to put on my wristwatch. That way I know I have to be done by 4. So I'm getting my money's worth. I don't think I'll be going right up till 4, but I don't know, I might. We'll see. All of a sudden, it got really windy. I don't know if... And it was getting dangerous. There's some branches that just fell up in front of me. I saw them fall in the wind. Some of them fell on the trail. And when I was I'm in the meadow now, right along a wood line. But when I was back in the woods, a branch fell a little bit behind me and scared the crap out of me. Because I just saw this movement. All of a sudden, it's gotten really windy. I'm almost done with my 10th loop, so even if I walk at this point, I'll get my 50K, but I'll run. I'll try to run a lot of it, just for some self-pride. Okay, I'm on my last loop, just entered the woods, really windy out in the open, and I do know that the temperature is going to drop something like 40 degrees tonight. It's going to be, I think... temperatures in the lower 30s tonight and only 40 something tomorrow, Sunday, the 20th November, and supposed to be the Ashland Holiday Parade tomorrow, which is a very cool local small town Christmas parade. They call it the Holiday Parade because Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet, but it's basically a Christmas parade. My daughter's going to be in it in the marching band. She's very excited. I've had a great time today. I really do like loop courses. Timed events, which is what this is, the 8 hours. So I think I might look for that kind of thing. Obviously, this is my 11th loop through this course. So I'm pretty familiar with it by now. And I've got so much of a cushion before 4 o'clock. There's no pressure, no rush. I didn't have any time goal today other than first goal was to do a marathon distance, and then a better goal was to do a 50K distance in the 8 hours. And like I said earlier, I really don't have marathon fitness right now. So I kind of fudged this thing today by doing alternating run-walk. There was a point in time where I was running a 10th, walking a 10th, and... just because my brain was starting to get kind of loopy on me. You know, I was doing these run segments, and then my brain was cutting the legs off, turning off the energy. So I will make it, and pretty excited. I've had a great day. It's gone by fast. Okay, just past the bench, which is... there's a bench out here on the trail for... get people to sit and rest, and that's the... I remember when we first came out this morning, that was the mile mark, approximately. So I got about a mile to go. 13 minutes after 3. Been running since 8 this morning, walking, running. One thing, one foot in front of the other. Not the fastest 50K. Possibly not the slowest either. It's not really a... and plus it's either 31.9 miles or 32.01. I'm not really sure what's going to be in the results. But it's over 50K. So one thing I've learned is you can't compare your 50K times really, because the distances are sometimes a little different. They're not exact. I'm pretty tired. I'm pretty hungry. My legs hurt. Got some little chafing issue down in the personal area, which I did address about 5 or 6 miles back, and it was good for a couple miles. So that'll have to be taken care of later this evening when I get home. Get everything all nice and clean and dry. It's been a great day. I had good food at the aid station. All the stuff that I like. Because I had some of my own stuff too. Had honey bun. I was talking about that earlier today. I don't know what it is about that honey bun, man, but that's giving me like 2 hours of just good energy. All that sugar. I can honestly say the finish line is in view. 325. And I just saw for the first time ever a female bleeder. And that was on the Elite Runner out here today. I'll talk more about that when the race is over. All right. Finish line's in view. This is it. Done. Finally done. Thank you. Finally done. All right. Thank you, God. Thank God this is over.
24. I'm done.
24.
And I'm done.
And you're done?
I hope I got 11.
Think 20, 24. You didn't tap him, right?
I did not.
Yeah, you did 11.
All right, I'm done.
Are you 12?
Okay. And just like that, I was done with my 31st marathon. And I think half of those have been ultras. I'm going to check on that real quick. Yeah, 14 of my 31 marathons have been the ultra distance. So that's pretty cool. I guess it won't be long before I surpass over halfway. I like to look back at my list and just have some good memories of stuff that I achieved, you know, personal achievements. I don't really make a big deal out of what I do. I don't, you know, post stuff everywhere. It's kind of a personal thing. Podcast is really the only thing where I talk about my marathons, and you know, it's my podcast, so I get to talk about that kind of stuff. So that was number 31. I guess it was about 7.5 hours to cover 30. It was just over 32 miles was what the course was. Let me talk about the female bleeder a little bit. This was a nipple bleeder. I had never seen that before. I didn't even know it was possible for women because of the attire and the kind of undergarment that they wear. You know, I didn't even know it was possible. But boy, it was happening, and it was on a lime green tank top sports bra combo kind of thing. And I'm not going to mention her name, but boy, I'd never seen that before. And that was going to be some pain later. I have always, in many episodes of this show, this is episode 234. Many episodes I've, pleaded with the men out there to take care of their nipples. And because there's nothing worse than seeing a man's nipples bleeding. Well, there's worse things, but that's pretty, you know, I'm talking about at a race, other than somebody that maybe shits down their leg or something. But it's pretty bad to see that. It's kind of like an explosion. And I don't know, I've just never seen it on a woman. And anyway, I'm going to let it go with that. I've never seen that before. I didn't know it was possible. And so that what made that race unique. And I don't know what else to say. I just never seen that before. Okay. I did run the 8K last week at the Richmond Marathon and ran that with Ashlyn Bryan, and we had a great time. I don't think I've talked about that, so let me just mention a few things about that real quick. So I ran a 51 minutes, 2 seconds for that. Bryan ran 51 even. Not really sure how it was 2 seconds off because we pretty much crossed the starting line and the finish line at the same time. But it was good for 45th place in my age group out of 82. Which is right there in the middle of the pack, which is what I expect. You know, of course, my kind of my motto is an ordinary middle of the pack nobody runner. So yeah, nobody knew I was there, and nobody really noticed that I came in middle of the pack. Being in the middle of the pack is really important because that's where most of the people are. And so I came in the middle of the pack. We had a great time. It was a little cold at the start, but we went down there with Ashlyn Tom, who was pacing the 4:15 group. He had a he was not quite up there for 26 mile marathon distance trained, but he did finish. He said the 4:15 pace group kind of fell apart, and at the end he was the only one left. Nobody was able to stay at the 4:15 group, so I guess it kind of fell apart. But my hat's off to you, Tom, for gutting that one out, because I know you had some difficulty there. And then, unfortunately, Tom did get a little ill later in the week. And as we heard earlier in the show, he was not able to make the Piedmont 8-hour run. But he's better now, and he's going to be putting on the unofficial Ashland Turkey Trot tomorrow for Thanksgiving. I'm recording this the day before Thanksgiving. And he'll be producing that race, which is a local unofficial race here in the center of the universe, which has grown over the years. And it raises money for ACES. And this year, there's a gently used coat drive. And overall, the whole thing raises several hundred dollars for the Ashland Christian Emergency Services Group. And it's just kind of a cool event for locals that are in town for Thanksgiving. And we have a good time with that. There's a 10K and an 8K. And so we'll be doing that tomorrow morning. Should see Ashland Bryan out there. Ran into him earlier today at the Wawa getting a cup of coffee. He got a new car, so we're checking that out. And he said he would be at the race tomorrow. So we'll. It's an unofficial race, although Tom does keep the results. So I had a good time at the 8K, as always. That first time I'd ever done the 8K as part of the Richmond Marathon Race Series. And that was, like I said in the previous show, that was because I procrastinated too long and the half marathon cost $105 and I just wasn't going to do it. I think that's about all I have to talk about for the show. Let's get into the email bag section of the show, see who checked in this week. We just have a few emails. One was solicited on my part with Dr. Smitty. I had told him that I had a big spring planned, and he and I exchange emails from time to time. He's a real good guy. And what we're going to do is look at his email, which I can't seem to find at the moment. He says he is putting in a lot of miles for the Seashore 50K. That's the Seashore Nature Trail 50K, which is in December. I did that race in its inaugural year. I have not been back to do it, and I always regret that. And the reason I was not able to get back is because it always fell on the weekend where I was on call in December, and that looks like that's going to happen again this year. And also, the Friday night before, there's usually a real killer Christmas party that we get invited to, and we like to go to that one if we can. It's just... I've actually been to the Christmas party. I've stopped in there on my way home from work when I had to work during the evening. That's a long story, but that's why I'm not able to run the Seashore Nature Trail 50K anymore. But Greg's doing that. Dr. Smitty is. And Greg, I miss you. Wish you all the best on that. And happy Thanksgiving to you as well. I do appreciate hearing from you. And I had mentioned that I might do the Hat 50K in March up in Maryland. Dr. Smitty's done that before. He says they cook food at the start-finish area all day long. He said the aid stations and the after party are just great, and it's definitely a good race to do. So I might be, looks like I'm thinking about that race is what I told him, so that'll be really cool. So Greg, good to hear from you. Heard from Alex Flores down in Arizona. Very cool to hear from him. He said, Dave, how's it going? Been a while since I'm emailed. Seems like you've been active, pacing and training. That's good. He is interested in the DVD from the Pine Creek Challenge. And Alex, I put that in the mail today. And just let me mention that before I get farther down into his email from the email bag. The DVD that I'm going to send to Alex is a 35-minute video that it plays as a DVD. That I made of at the Pine Creek Challenge, which is a 100-mile ultramarathon up in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. That's the one that Ashland Tom attempted. Unfortunately, was a DNF. He made it to 81 miles, but I had done video recording of his effort all along, and I collected pictures and videos from his wife as well, who had done some on her phone, and I was able to put those all into the iMovie software on my Mac, and put together a pretty decent video of his experience. And of course, we had hoped that he had finished, but he did not. And but the video, nonetheless, the video clips were there, so it made sense to put something together. And Tom, with his permission, I produced the video, gave him a copy, of course. And then with his permission, he allowed me to offer that out to listeners of the podcast for free. I'll send it to you on my dime, kind of the old school way, through the U.S. mail. I burn it to a DVD, that way you can pop it in your machine or in your computer and sit back and watch it and relax for 35 minutes and watch somebody else suffer, which is what he did. And all I ask is that you consider making a donation of $10 or less or more to ACES, the Ashland Christian Emergency Services group here in the center of the universe that helps the less fortunate that sometimes get stranded here in town on their way traveling through. The less fortunate, sometimes people that are here, that live here and are sometimes, you know, seen and not heard, but they struggle. And so we support that group. And all I ask is that you consider that donation. I don't check on it. I don't follow up. It's totally on your conscience whether you want to do it or not. You don't even have to. I mean, it doesn't, I don't check on it. I just ask that you consider making the donation, and I put a little letter in with the DVD. So if you're interested in that, email me at ashlanddave@gmail.com. And that's how I'll, you send me your address. I'll send you the video, the DVD, and you can make your decision whether you want to make that donation or not. So Alex did, and I sent that out to him today. So he should get that this weekend at some point, maybe Monday after the Thanksgiving weekend. So Alex's email says, continue on here. I got to pace a buddy this past September at a 100-mile race here in Arizona called the Mongolian Monster. It was a great experience. I was nervous leading up to it. I learned a lot from it. This race is gnarly. It's advertised as 22,000 feet of climbing. Just pacing, I got 6,000 feet of climbing over 38 miles. He says, I was exhausted. Seeing the runners who did finish was very inspiring. I've been running pretty consistent these past few months. Really, really having fun with it. Felt like I'd hit a while back. Going to be running my first ever timed race, 24 hours. The race is called Across the Years. I chose the December 31st start. So Alex will be running into the new year if all goes well. It'll be very different for him. It's a little bit, about a 1 mile loop, a little bit more. He asked for some advice, being since I'd mentioned that I've done and like time races. Alex, obviously you asked about the 8-hour race, so you heard about that if you've been listening to the show. And cool. I like the timed race, and I think the reason I like it is because there's no finish line, and if you're doing loops, you're not feeling like you got to pass anybody up in front of you because you don't even know where they are in the race. And I just think it's a totally unique way of looking at ultra running is loop courses, having an option of which way you want to run the loop after, you know, by following the race director's instructions, and then there being a time. So you don't even know how many miles that people have in front of you or behind you. And so when you have conversations with people, it really doesn't even matter if that comes up in the conversation. I've just found that it's a very unique way to approach an event of competition. And I like it because I'm a middle of the pack, ordinary nobody, and it just works good for me. So Alex, I've never done one that's just a little bit over a mile, but the one I did this weekend was just under three. But you know, it's the same thing. You drop your gear right there. It's always there. You don't have to worry about it being lost. As long as it's kind of in a secure area. Hell, you might even be able to loop by your car, which is even better because everything is secure in your car if it's, you know, if that's what bothers you. And, yeah, go for it. I think you'd be surprised how quick the time goes and how quick the mileage goes. So good luck with that, Alex. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the email. You can reach me at ashlanddave@gmail.com if you want to send me an email. Of course, heard from Sandy. She's unfortunately injured. She's got a stress fracture that's going to put her down, looks like, for a couple months. And I'm going to send her a complimentary copy of the DVD. Said she's really bored. She's reading stuff really slow, so she has to have a lot of time to kill while she's injured. She says she could wish she could start signing up for races, making plans, but she don't even know if she'll be doing ultras next year at this point. And her husband has suggested that she just stick to marathons and maybe just 50Ks. So she hates the waiting to find out how things are going to work out. And unfortunately, I'm going to be going up to Michigan in late April. I've got the green light from my wife on that, and I didn't screw up the dates like I thought I had. And I'm going to do this thing called the Trail Marathon 50K. Which is my plan, late April. So I'm going to train through the winter. I got to get my plan together. And I'm going to go visit an old friend and see Sandy. Hopefully see Sandy also. That was kind of the main plan. So we'll see how that works out, Sandy. We'll just have to communicate by email a little bit and get that worked out. And I'm hoping you're healed by then. I know you said you had another race planned, and I just can't keep up with all the darn dates that I've made mistakes on. So good to hear from you, and I hope you heal soon, sooner than later. I'm sure you will. You're a really tough lady, and it's always good to hear from you. Many thanks for being a loyal listener and staying in touch. So that's the email bag section of the show. I'll be back in a few weeks with another episode of the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. If you want to reach me, you can send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com. I do read all emails, and email bag's been a little light lately, so feel free to send me a note. Let me know where you hail from, what you're up to, you know, what kind of running you do. And if you send me an email, I'm going to, you know, I'll mention it in the podcast. And if there's anything that you put in the email that you don't want me to mention in the podcast, just note that and I'll honor that. So this is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running, and don't forget to hug your kids. Y'all have a good week.